this, you know, casualty.
Mm.
If you ever try to sleep through casualty, it wakes you up. Some imp, if you're laying on your own in the house and you've got casualty on, like, number two volume, some imp rushes across and turns it up when you're dozing off. Oh, I'll turn that down. You won't turn it all the way off. I'll turn that down again. And the same with Scarlet Pimpernel. Now, how good was it?
I thought it was very good. I enjoyed
very
it.
Very noisy, because I was in the next room.
It was quite noisy, yeah, I suppose.
I was sorting out all the rap records I was going to play this morning. I actually bought Dr. Dre records here. What was I thinking of?
And then realised you were no longer on talk radio.
Exactly, yeah. A couple of rap records I brought along, and there it is. I'm not going to get around to them. But it was all right, because Richard E. Grant is like a mensch. He's the top man.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah. Was he good in it?
He was very good. And it was just, it's, I mean, I didn't realise it's on for the next two Sundays as well. So you've got another two episodes to go.
Once when I did Richard E. Grant a long time ago, I did it on television with him. That's the only time, and I think I said it on the air then, the only time I thought, yeah, I can see this kind of male thing with Richard E. Grant.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Really? I did, yeah. That, and, you know, now it's passed, thankfully. But at the time, I thought, yeah. I was out with Chris last week, surprise. And he admitted to me the only footballer, if he had to make love with a footballer, I don't know if he did this, who it would be.
Who?
Les Ferdinand.
Really?
He said he would have sex with He told me, he said, if you know where it is, and he's sitting and he's swilling the last bit around, waiting for Will to get up and buy one. I wasn't going to do it. So he said, Dan, if you had to have had sex with a footballer, who would it be? I said, I'm not answering that. It's a stupid question. Where's Ferdinand? And thus ended the lesson.
Joe, make sure that gets in the papers.
I would have sex with Les Ferdinand, he said. I'm Richard E. Grant. Come on, John. Come on. It's got to be. You know, why not? We're all out.
I thought about it. I'll have a little
talk. You've thought about it, all right, brother. I've seen those socks under your bed. You've thought about it, all right.
Let's get Jamie up. Fade Jamie up.
Oh, really? Let's put it on there, all right.
Yeah, go.
Jamie?
No. Put it on to me?
Yeah, go on, Jamie. Go on, just name a fella you would, if you had. Not, I mean, you know, with a gun to your head, what do you reckon?
Oh, a Man City footballer, I suppose.
Now you're just trying to be flippant about it. Otherwise, I'm going to nominate someone for you.
And you've got to do Leonardo DiCaprio, because he looks a bit...
Oh, Jamie Fenton, Leonardo DiCaprio! Jamie Fenton. Now, I'm afraid... Jamie, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
John and I arranged this. We don't fancy any of the people, and Chris never said, but you said that. We said it all up. Yeah. Jamie fancies Leo. That's it. Jamie, gay, who knew? Richard E. Grant, I'm not going to go to bed with Richard. Chris is not going to go to bed with Les Ferdinand, but Jamie wants to have sex with Leonardo
DiCaprio.
Well, if he ever is your guest in the morning, you know if you keep a watchful eye. Let's do some photos.